Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Poland's Deputy Foreign Minister and Secretary of State, Władysław Teofil Bartoszewski, said Prime Minister Modi played a key role in persuading Russian President Vladimir Putin in not using tactical nuclear weapons in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. Speaking to media, Mr. Bartoszewski acknowledged Prime Minister Modi's efforts, highlighting India's role as a key mediator in global peace efforts.
We are very grateful for India's involvement. We are very happy that Prime Minister Modi is doing that. We appreciate the fact that Prime Minister Modi did persuade Mr. Putin not to try to use tactical nuclear weapons. He made a call to President Putin, and we also want peace.
Mr. Bartoszewski further noted that during India's G20 presidency, the Russia-Ukraine conflict threatened to derail consensus on the final communique. He added that through strategic negotiations comprising 300 bilateral meetings, 200 hours of discussions, and 15 drafts, India successfully led member nations to a consensus, solidifying its diplomatic prowess on the global stage. Russia has confirmed that President Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump will hold talks on ending the Ukraine conflict this evening. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov stated that preparations are underway for talks between the two leaders. However, he refused to go into the details of what the two leaders would talk about. This will be the second talk between the two leaders since Mr. Trump began his second term in January. In the previous conversation in February, Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin agreed to initiate high-level talks aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. The death toll from Israeli airstrikes overnight on Gaza has crossed 400. Palestinian health authorities run by the armed group Hamas said over 500 people were injured in the strikes, threatening the complete collapse of a two-month-long ceasefire. The Israeli military said it is carrying out extensive strikes after talks to extend the ceasefire failed. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office accused Hamas of repeatedly refusing to release its hostages and rejecting proposals to extend the ceasefire. It said Israel will now act against Hamas with increased military strength. The Palestinian group Hamas still holds 59 of the 250 hostages seized in its October 2023 attack on Israel. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today inaugurated a two-day orientation program for the newly elected members of the Delhi Legislative Assembly. In his address to the MLAs, Mr. Birla emphasized that to become effective public representatives, they must acquire extensive knowledge of the Constitution's provisions as well as the rules and procedures of the House. Highlighting the working style and responsibilities of MLAs, Mr. Birla noted that public expectations from the new government are very high and therefore deadlock in the House should be avoided. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar is holding a meeting in New Delhi with secretaries from the Home Ministry, the Legislative Department and the CEO of UIDAI. The primary agenda of the meeting is to discuss the linking of Aadhaar identification numbers with voter ID. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, and the Bank of Mauritius, BOM, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to establish a framework promoting the use of local currencies for cross-border transactions. According to the RBI, the MOU is designed to facilitate the use of the Indian rupee and the Mauritian rupee in bilateral trade, covering all current account transactions and permissible capital account transactions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished strength and safe return to NASA astronaut Sunita Williams. Astronauts Sunita Williams and Bushwell Moore are on their way back home from space and set to return to Earth tomorrow after being stranded at the International Space Station for about 9 months for what was initially a week-long mission. In his letter, Prime Minister Modi extended Ms. Williams an invitation to visit India after returning from space. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi has praised German singer Kashmir for promoting Indian culture on the global stage. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underscored that people like Kashmir have played a remarkable role in bridging cultural exchanges. He said that Kashmir, along with several others, has helped showcase the richness, depth, diversity of India's heritage through their dedicated efforts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.